Ever since the state's Public Utilities Commission put an end to lower rates for rooftop solar users earlier this year, solar advocates and NV Energy have been waging messaging wars over who really benefits.
A lot of the argument in just the last few months has been centered around, you know, are we subsidizing these 23,000 rooftop solar customers in Nevada?
That's Riley Snyder, a reporter for KTNV and PolitiFact in Vegas, who recently examined the subsidy debate. The PUC determined that, yes, net metering does create an unfair cost shift to other ratepayers, but two new studies say no. Snyder says the commission made its determination based on a much narrower set of factors in the latest two studies, which included things such as environmental and health-related benefits.
Basically, it really just depends on like what the criteria is that you're using. It's why the PUC can come up with this, you know, $100 million cost shift. And then these other groups can come up with, well, actually, there's a subsidy.
If all this seems confusing, there is some good news. The governor's new energy task force recently recommended a legislative fix to grandfather in existing solar customers under old rates. And Snyder says the PUC is also ordering yet another study be done to get a more objective look at who's really benefiting. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.